So you want to buy a gym or a PT studio or a health club or a fitness facility because you're really passionate about helping people to be healthy, fit and strong, and one's come up for sale and you've gone to have a look at it and it might be almost what you want, exactly what you want. It might be completely different to what you want, but it's given you some new ideas. So how do you know which is the best gym to buy, and how do you know that you can make it profitable and successful and it'll be the right place for the people that you want to train to come and exercise there? So obviously there's people who've made lots of mistakes in the past, and there's lots of gyms that have gone broke, and there's lots of gyms that aren't very successful or profitable, and there's people that have bought gyms and wish they never did. The reverse of that is there are literally hundreds and thousands of people that own health clubs. They're really excited about waking up every day and going to their gym and helping their members and clients to achieve their health and fitness goals. They love walking into their gym. They're choosing their own hours. They're being their own boss, and they're doing what they exactly love to do. So what's the difference between the first group, hate it, and the second group, love it? So let's have a look at mistakes that have been made. Let's have a look at what perhaps you need to look at before you decide, yes, I'm going to buy a gym. And this is particularly about buying somebody else's gym, because of course you can create your own. You can rent a space, buy equipment, and create it exactly the way you want to create it, which is a lot more hassle than buying a gym that is already existing and may already have cash flow, may already have members, may already have equipment set up, and may even be profitable, and you don't have to do anything except organize to move in. So what do you need to look for? So here's some of the top tips from the best in the profession, the people who have bought a health club and they've been really successful at it. And the questions that you need to ask most importantly are, what do I really want? What am I the most excited about? If you were originally thinking about a personal training studio or a boot camp in the park or a home studio, and all of a sudden an opportunity comes up to buy a gym, and you change direction or you change goal or you change commitment and focus, perhaps ask the question, does this fit in with my core values? Am I really excited about this particular facility? Is this what I want to do? Do I want to buy a gym? Do I want to buy a gym that already has members and equipment and is already set up in a way that I may either have to change, put up with, or is this what I'm really happy about? So ultimately, it doesn't matter how profitable it is, doesn't matter where it is, doesn't matter how many members is it's got. You're the one that needs to be really happy. And often, we get offered opportunities. Life is full of opportunities. And the really successful people will tell you it's not the opportunities that you take on, it's the ones that you turn down so that you stay focused on your core values, on what's really important to you. Because yes, there are lots of opportunities. So again, what are you most excited about? What are you most passionate about? And does this gym feel like, look like, could it be turned into your dream gym? So that you wake up every day going to that facility, and a lot of gym owners will tell you that that's what they do. They don't want to go anywhere else. It's like their second home, and for some people even their first home, because a lot of really passionate gym owners will have their house attached to the gym, or they live really close to the gym. So they've got control over what's going on there. Now, other multiple chain owners will tell you that it's about business, it's about profit, it's about numbers, it's about the accountant, it's about number of memberships sold versus number of people. And you need to work that out. Are you buying this business as a business so that you can make money and create a lifestyle for yourself? Or are you really excited about the prospect of having a place where people can come to exercise? And that's something to consider very carefully. After 35 years now in the fitness profession, the numbers haven't changed that much. Obviously, the population of the world's increased, but around about 10% of people go to the gym intermittently. There's about 5% that go all the time. There's 5% that think they should go, sometimes go on Magical Day Monday and maybe right through to Terrific Day Tuesday and Wow Day Wednesday, and then they give it a miss for a bit. So around about 10% of the population have a headspace of going to the gym, which means 90% of people don't want to go to the gym. It's not that they don't want to exercise, or they don't know that they need to exercise, or that they think, yes, I should exercise. They just don't want to go to the gym. So be aware that if you're going to buy a traditional gym, that you're looking at making about 10% of the population happy. If you want to create something different where people are going to exercise, they're going to achieve a health and fitness result, they're going to be active and move, but they don't want to go to the gym, then be aware that the the business that you buy, if it already has a reputation of being a gym, a traditional normal gym, then you'll have to have a change of branding, a change of members, a change of target market advertising. It's going to be a whole different story. So be aware of that. If you want to buy a gym and you want to attract the 10% of people that are already going to the gym, and this gym's already, if you've done the numbers, it's already profitable or it's already got cash flow turnover, then this might be what you want to do. But there's a lot more to look at than just, I'm going to buy a gym. If there's people there, fantastic, I'm going to make money. Just ask yourself a few more questions than that. So then, do you want to be there most days is a great question, or do you want to walk in there and feel that this is a place that you're proud of and you're passionate about? Now, a lot of gym owners will tell you they don't care. The owners of large chains of health clubs where there's 40, 50, 100, 250 gyms in the chain, some of the owners of those facilities haven't even walked into their own gyms. They just have a business, they've set it up as a franchise or as a fast-growing business, and it's all about the business of the business rather than what's the passion, what's the mission statement, what are we really proud of doing. And that's again up to you. There's nothing wrong with having a business, of course, because gyms can be very profitable, and the bank managers of the world will tell you that a well-run gym is a very good business and it's very profitable. However, you need to decide if this is something that you're doing as a business or as a passion. And if you're doing it as a passion and you're going to be there, have a look at where this facility is, and is it something that you want to be in every single day? And if it's not every day, then most days. Then think about the target market that you want to attract. As I shared, if you don't want to attract people that love going to the gym, so you really want to help people to be healthy, fit and strong that are not loving of the traditional cardiovascular equipment, gym equipment, group exercise classes, pay $10, $20, $30 a week to go to the gym and it's a normal environment for them, then think about how you could do it differently. So who's your target market? And the gym that you want to buy, would those people want to train there? Are they already training there? Could you attract people in your target market to come to that gym, to that area, to that suburb, and have you asked them? So before you buy a gym, if you really want to attract elite athletes, for example, or people who are overweight or children, then you have to make sure that people in your target market would actually come to that area. So if you're looking at an industrial area or perhaps somewhere that's unsafe after dark, then there might be parents who don't want their kids to go there, or there might be women who don't want to go there. So just be aware of those things. Think about your target market. Who am I going to be marketing to? Who do I want to attract? Who do I want to be working with on a day-to-day basis? And is this the kind of area, space, gym, suburb, city, country even, that people would want to come to do that? Then as you're walking around this gym, the one that you want to buy, what do you love about it? And do a big, positive, happy list. I love the toilets. I love the front desk. I love the place in the suburb that it is. I love the signage out the front. I love the color of the carpet. I love that there's 47 pieces of cardio equipment. Do a big, long list of all the things that you love about it. Of course, then do a big long list of all the things that you don't love and be really honest with yourself. I really don't love the fact that you've got to walk through the gym area to get to the toilets. I don't love that there's only two toilets. I don't love that there's so many mirrors and they're really hard to clean because they're really tall. Be really aware of the things that could be a hassle to you, because remember, business is about increase profit, decrease hassle, choose your own hours, be your own boss and have a life that you love. And everything about that gym that you don't love, that could be annoying, that could be frustrating, that could be more work than you expected, might take away from that, I really want to do something that I'm passionate about. And I use cleaning as a classic example, because 5% of people won't come to any facility if it's dirty, let alone a gym. And sometimes the gym is so big and it's got so many mirrors and so many toilets and so much equipment that to pay a cleaner to come and clean it on a daily basis is a really large expense. So be aware of the things that you love about the facility and be really aware of the things that you hate about it. Be aware of the things that you can change about it that would be fairly easy to change versus the things that are really hard. So moving the toilets or moving the group exercise area where you have to actually change the structure of the facility. So what can you change that's easy, and then what do you need to change that's going to be a little bit more difficult, and then what do you have to change? So things that you couldn't put up with. I really can't stand that reception desk is there. It has to move. I really hate this equipment. We have to get new equipment. I really hate the toilets, we have to replace them. Have a look at all of those things so that you're going into something with your eyes completely open. Then, of course, it comes down to the business. Now, there's two ways to look at this. If it's really run down and really bad and really ugly and has really bad management and doesn't have very many members, but it's in a great area and you can see the potential, then you may be able to get this facility at a really inexpensive price, and I'll start at the best case scenario. There are lots of facilities where you can just walk in. You don't pay anything to buy the business. You just take over the leasing arrangement where you take over the rent. So there are some people that just want to get out of their gym. They hate it. They're not good at it. They're not passionate about it. They just want to get out. So there are lots of facilities where, even though it might be on the market and it says for sale, ultimately you could negotiate down to, I just want to get out of here. If you'll take over the rent repayments, I can leave. And that is a great opportunity. If you're passionate and you're excited, you've got great business skills, and you can see the potential to grow this business, clean it up, be the happy smiley face that welcomes people to the facility, and you know that you could get it at such a cheap price or no price at all and make it profitable, that's exciting. The flip side of that is that you buy a really well-run, clean facility that is profitable, and obviously it's going to cost you much more to buy, and you really have to do your numbers in, and that's where the accountant comes in, the bank manager comes in, the venture capitalist comes in. How much money do you want to invest into this facility, and how long will it take you to get that money back? But it's really nice to be able to walk into a clean, well-run facility that has members that love what they're doing, and you could buy a profitable business that already has cash flow and turnover and already has wages for you and already has profit for you. And all you've got to do then is work out, how long will it take me to repay my the cost of buying the business? And that's a really important conversation to have with your bank manager, your accountant. And if you're a Mac student, obviously you need to have that conversation with Savvy. He was a bank manager. He built a gym and he's bought a gym. Very successful facilities and run very successfully as top level businesses. So please take full advantage of your personal mentoring in that area. So there's two ways to look at it. It's a really run down big mess and you can get it very inexpensively or for nothing and make it profitable really quickly, or you buy something that is automatically profitable, gives you wages and gives you income and gives you profit, and obviously you're going to have to pay for that facility. Then have a look carefully at how many hours each week, each day, each month, each year that you want to work, how much effort will be required to run this facility. Now, if there's already team players there, if there's already a manager, if there's already staff, personal trainers, gym instructors, people who look after the children, tennis coaches, there might be a full list of wages that you need to be aware of. So the first person you ask to ask the question of is yourself. How many hours will I have to put in? And that goes back to, again, to your core values, your what's important to you, your balance of life, why are you buying this business? So you'll hear a lot of gym owners who'll tell you that their business has taken over their life. They have to be at the gym 7 days a week. They're there early in the morning till late at night. Some of them will tell you that they love that, and other people will tell you that they absolutely hate it, and that's why they want to sell their gym, because they hate having to be there all the time. So you've got to work out first, before you even think about buying a facility or getting into the fitness profession, how many hours do I want to work? How many days a week? How many months of the year? Even how many more years do I want to work for? So that you know exactly what you're getting yourself into. Because it's no good thinking, yes, I just want to train people between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon because I'm a mum, and then buy a gym where you have to be there 7 days a week. So be really aware of what you're getting yourself into, you personally. Then the other team players. So whatever staff you have to have, how many do you actually need? What will your wage bill be? Can the business afford those wages? Could you cut those wages? Do you need to increase those wages? Because the beautiful thing is, when you take over a business, you have now the opportunity to keep the great people and get rid of the bad ones. A lot of business owners will tell you every time they buy a business, they just sack everybody and start again. And I'll just give you the quick process for that, whether you want to keep people or not. Put them through the process of three, which is make sure you've got three people available for each position. interview all three over three environments, over three time frames, get three different people to interview them. Make sure that you are having a look at them in three different environments. So yes, have a look what they're like at the gym, but have a look what they're like in a competitive environment. So take them out for a game of tennis or mini golf or paintball, and have a look at their environment when they're not there. So have a look at what their house looks like, or what their car looks like, or what their gym bag looks like. It's a big responsibility to take on staff. It's a huge responsibility to trust people to look after your business when you're not there. So you really want to make sure, if you're taking on other people's staff, other people's team players, that you're taking on the right people. And remember, if you're taking over the business, if you're buying the business, you actually have the right to remove everybody from that business at the start and start fresh. And you might want to do that just automatically. Tell everybody that their position's not available, but if they want to apply for that same position again, they can. So just be aware that the people that you're taking on, if you're not going to be there all the time, you really have to trust them, and it's a huge responsibility, because it only takes, any of the research will share with you that it only takes one person, the indifference of one staff member, and somebody will leave a gym. But it also, the beautiful opposite of that is it only takes the friendliness and care and respect and genuine love of one team player, one staff member, to keep people in the facility. So make sure you keep the right people. That would be very important. The next thing to have a really close look at is obviously how many members there are, what they're paying, and if they're happily paying. Have a look at the retention rate, which is if we join up 100 members at the end of 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, how many of those 100 members are still there? A lot of when you have a look at the books for a business, it'll say, yes, we've got 100 new members every month, but they don't tell you that they have a retention rate of 50%, so they're losing 50 members every month. So be really aware of those numbers. And if you're going to buy a gym, you'll be asked to sign a confidentiality agreement so that you can have a look at those books. And be aware of somebody that doesn't want you to sign a confidentiality agreement. It's really important that the runnings of that organization are private at this stage, especially if you're going to buy it. So you want to, yes, sign that confidentiality agreement, and then you want to have somebody overlook the books that is not emotionally involved. So you might really want to buy this business because you're really excited about it, but you want to have somebody with a real logical headspace to have a look at the real numbers of the business. How many members are there? How much is the actual cash flow? What are the actual expenses, the real expenses, the hidden expenses? And what is the retention rate? And have it go in there and talk to the members. Find out if they're happy. Find out what they don't like about the gym. Find out what they love about the gym. Find out which of the team members that they really like, and the ones that are rude to them, or arrive late, or don't dress properly, or smell bad, or any of the things that annoy members about a fitness facility. And I'll go back again to the increase in profit and the decrease of hassle. Owning a business shouldn't be something that drives you into the ground and makes you tired and burns you out and you hate it, but you make a lot of money. And it also shouldn't be a place where you don't make any money, but you love being there, because ultimately in the Western world, you have to have money. You have to pay the bills, you have to pay the wages. The members have to be happy, which means you have to have a clean facility and has to be well maintained and has to be looked after. So there has to be a profit. So be really careful when you're looking at the numbers, because it's really great. I want to own a gym, I want to own a gym. But you can create a gym from scratch. It's obviously more hassle, but you'll have exactly what you want. If you buy somebody else's gym, different hassles come along. So just be really aware and have your eyes open and have a look in every corner, have a look under every cupboard, have a look in every cupboard drawer, have a look at every number, have a look at every book, talk to the members, talk to the past members, talk to the potential members in the area, talk to your target market, and make sure you have a really good understanding of whether or not this is exactly the place for you. Because ultimately, it needs to be you choosing your own hours, being your own boss, and having a life that you're really excited about. Then last but not least, just the in the trenches suggestions of this particular facility. Ask your accountant about whether it would be better for you to try and buy the building, or whether it's perfectly acceptable for you to be renting or leasing, and get some really good advice on that. And it's going to be different for each area and different for your business and different for your budget. But if you can buy the building and it's going to be a better option than renting, then make sure you get great advice on that. Please be really aware of the slick real estate agents, And whatever contract or lease they put in front of you, get somebody else to have a look at it, a third party that's not emotionally attached who really knows what they're looking for. And once again, please, if you are a Mac student, please take full advantage of the fact that that's what we're here for. Again, Savvy is an ex-corporate banker. He understands leasing exceptionally well. And if there's something in that lease that you need to be aware of, he'll find it for you. There are so many times now where people in the fitness, they've gone into the fitness business of owning a gym with their eyes completely closed. So yes, I want this gym, but they end up with not being able to have the signage where they want to put it, or the rent goes up in 12 months to an amount that they can't afford, or there's not enough parking and they didn't realize, or they didn't realize they could have got free rent, or they didn't realize they could have got a free refurbishment. So make sure that whatever lease is put in front of you, beware of the slick real estate agent, beware of the landlord if you're going to be going into a leasing arrangement, and get somebody to have a look at it that has really got their eyes open and really knows what they're looking for. The next thing is, even if you love this property, love where it is, go there at all different times of the day. So early in the morning, late at night, middle of the day, what's the parking like? What's the lighting like in the dark? What does it feel like after dark? Is it safe? Can the signs be seen? If there's signage from the road, are there trees in the way? Are there other buildings in the way? What happens where the sun is at different times of the day? Sometimes people buy a building and they don't realize that their group exercise room is so incredibly hot in the summertime, or it's so incredibly cold in the wintertime because it doesn't get any sunshine. So if you possibly can, get a full array of feelings and temperatures and lighting and safety for this particular building. And then not just for the building, but for the street, for the parking, for the suburb, the city, and even the country. If you're going into buying chains of health clubs, and you're buying buildings in different suburbs and even different cities and different countries, make sure that you have a look at all of those. Will they all fit in with your target market? And then the equipment, the front desk, the toilets, the mirrors, the welcome area, the childcare, are they all things that you're really happy with? And as I said, go through the facility. What do I like? What don't I like? And then be really aware of the things that you'll have to change. And obviously cost that into the price of the building or price of the sale of the building or the sale of the business. So they might be wanting $1 million for the business or $500,000 for the business, but you've got to spend $500,000 to make it the way you want it. So just be aware of those things. And if it's a walk-in facility and you absolutely love it, still go through with the list. What are the things that I love about this facility versus the things that I'm going to have to change? Another great question to ask at the top, gym owners will tell you, is how little space, how little equipment, how few staff, how few expenses do you need to have so that you've got a gym that you love? Because go back to the decrease in hassle, increase in profit. So just be aware of your ego, be aware of other people's past experiences and other people's opinions. Ultimately, it's got to be what you love, what's going to fit in with your lifestyle and what you're really excited and passionate about. So this facility might be too big, it might have too many staff, it might have too much equipment, and you could make it much smaller and run far more effectively. You might be able to take half of the building because you don't need the group exercise room because you're not interested in group exercise. Or you can take out the squash courts and the tennis courts and the pool and the rock climbing wall because you don't actually want them, versus I like this gym but I need to have a pool and a spa and a sauna and a rock climbing wall and childcare and personal training, and I need to add a whole heap more things to this facility. So there's a lot to be aware of, and it all comes down to you. This is going to be your gym. You're going to choose your own hours. You're going to be your own boss. You're going to earn the amount of money that you want to earn, and you're going to have the life that you want. And the entire Max program is designed to give you that exact thing that you want. That's why it's a tailored, customized program. So if you want a tiny home studio, you'll get all the help and support that you need to do that. If you want the biggest gym in the world, you're going to get all the help and support that you need to do that. But please be aware that they're different headspaces. So what do you want? What do you need to make your life the way, exactly the way you want it to be? You're going to wake up every day and go to your gym. Is this the gym that you're going to be the most excited about owning? And when you can say yes, and all the numbers stack up, and it's going to be the best place for you, then don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it, because of course you can. There are literally hundreds and thousands of gym owners around the world who are waking up every single day, going to a facility that they love, doing what they love, helping people to achieve their goals, and you can do that too.